Shalom Aleichem, this year should be a Refuah Shleima for our Rebbe, Rav Moshe Tzvi, Befrida Simcha, Shoshana Basileia, Yitzchak Avram, Ben Shoshana Leia. Anyone comes to you and they tell you about Shaduchim, if you would ask them one parsha in the whole entire Torah, that all the Rosh Hashivas and all the Yeshivas talk about Shaduchim and marriage, they will tell you the parsha of Chai Sarah. There are a lot of different messages and a lot of different angles that we could learn out from Parshas Chayei Sarah, but we're going to try to focus on one Medrash. The Medrash brings down in Bereishis Rabbah Nurches Gimel, a very famous Medrash. Rabbi Akiva was sitting in front of his students, and he was darshaning Torah. The first time I saw this Medrash, I almost fell flat out of my seat. Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe of Rebbes, was darshaning in front of his shir, and the Medrash says that his seaboard, the Talmidim, started to fall asleep. Rabbi Akiva saw that they were falling asleep. So the Medrash says, Bikish l'oraran. He wanted to wake them up. And how do you wake someone up? Wake him up with a Shikol Torah. Rabbi Akiva told him the following, Amar ma rasa Esther shetimloch al sheva v'esrim umeya medina. Had it Esther Amalka know that one day she would rule over 127 provinces, 127 medinos, elotovo Esther shehaisa basbita, she saw, Esther Malka saw, that she was a great-granddaughter of Sarah Imenu, who lived 127 years. And then Esther knew that she was going to rule over 127 provinces. My Rebbe, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, in his famous sefer called Imrei Baruch, if you don't have it, you have to get it. It's an unbelievable sefer. He has two questions over here. He said, what is the kesher, what is the connection between the number of provinces and the number of years that Sarah lived and the provinces that Esther had? It just seems like a very quote-unquote cute type of a thing. As Rabbi Rudinsky explained, this would be like a Shalash Shudas Torah that a rabbi of a shul, he just needed to come up with something cute. So he said, 127, he'll put it together to try to go out with Shabbos with a bing. What's going on here? Why did Rabbi Kiva Dafka? What's the shaykhis between the provinces of Esther and the years of Sarimena's life? The second question is, why Dafka Rabbi Kiva try to, with this, how is this the Indian, the way to be able to be ma'orer, be able to awaken the students? Why would they be woken up from this Torah? And thirdly, why Dafka is Rabbi Kiva the memra of this Medrash? What does Rabbi Kiva have to do with this Indian? So Rabbi Simon quotes the Chiddush Harim, the first Gerar Rebbe we were zocha to be by his kever of 5-6 years ago. Baruch Hashem, he's buried right next to his grandson, the Heligus Sfas Emes. So the Chiddush Harim actually has two approaches and explanations on this. We're going to go with the second one. He says an amazing thing. He explains that had it Esther know that she was going to rule 127 provinces because Sarah lived 127 years. This is an amazing thing. We know that Rashi says that 127 years, right? Kulo and Shavan Latova, they were all good. They were all equal in their goodness. They were all equal in how good they were. So he explains here an amazing thing. The Chiddush Harim explains, he said that Esther saw that Sarah lived every single day of her life, every single moment, every single year, with Mamish, the same Shleimus, and the same type of completeness in every single day. So she did a calculation. What was the cheshbon? We'll see the words inside. Again, a cheshbon avor kol shana medina achas. He said, if you have 127 and 127, each medina was connected another year of Sarah's life. Ulufi a cheshbon, and according to this calculation, yuchal yos kol shavua yir achas. It could be according to this calculation that every week was another city, right? So if Esther saw that Sarah Imenu lived 127 years, that she was going to be zocha for 127 provinces. So if you do the math, 127 divided by 127 is 1. So every medina was 1 year. So every medina was 1 year. So the Chiddush Harim explains every week was one city and every hour was another village. Right? 127 and 127 provinces, 127 years. So if you do the Chiddush Harim does the math, he said every week was another city and every hour was another village. And if you do this, and if you multiply it all up, it comes out to be 127. Rabbi Akiva, his students right now are crying. It's a shad, it's a shmad. We know Rabbi Akiva was famous that he lived in the time of tremendous persecution, that Rabbi Akiva died al Kiddush Hashem with the word Echad on his lips. Rabbi Akiva's students were mamash falling asleep physically, and they're falling asleep spiritually. Rav Weinberger has this idea, Rabbi Rudinsky has this idea, but the Chiddush Orim explains that Rabbi Akiva was telling them, students, talmidim, sadiqim, do you know how much you could gain just for a little bit of sleep? Do you know how many provinces, how many worlds you could build just with a little bit, just a little bit of time? I know things are hard, I know things are tough, and things might look on the outside like they're not so pashut, and the Klal Yisrael is getting killed, and they're not letting us learn Torah in public, but don't worry, we have to try a little harder. We have to try a little harder. That's exactly why the years and the province have everything to do with each other. Sarah, Esther at the time, Esther was going through her own persecution. Rabbi Akiva knew this. Rabbi Akiva knew Esther lived in a time when Haman was out to get her, was out to get and kill Klal Yisrael in a time of tremendous, tremendous persecution. But Esther saw that her grandmother Sarah, lived 127 years. Kula and Shaman Latova, every single moment. And of course, some days were good and some days were bad. But they're all together, they're all one. That's why the Medinos have to do with the years. That's our first question. Our second question was why Davka Rabbi Akiva tried to be Ma'orah, try to awaken the students with this Dvar Torah? It was Davka this, because this was Esther's message. But to be able to take every single moment, to be able to realize that even at a time that it looks hard or whatever it is, at times of struggles, we have to take those struggles and be able to capitalize on it. Sarah went through tremendous things. She didn't have children. She had to go through a famine. She had to pretend like she was Avram Avinu's sister for a long time. She was in Akara. She saw her maidservant have a child before she did. Sarah went through tremendous things. But Kula and Shavu Latova, they were all for good. Rabbi Akiva is telling his students, just like Sarah went through her hardships, but she got through Kula and Shavu Latova. And Esther saw that. That's how Esther got through it, and that's how we're going to get through it also. Kula and Shavu Latova, every single one of us are going to be able to get through this one step at a time. Rabbi Rudinsky, just in conclusion, quoted a great story from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv, when he was alive, he said he had the minhag to pass him like the Rambam, like as Rav Yitzchak Cohen told us before we went there to Sof for Sukkot, when I went there to Sof, Rav Yitzchak Cohen told me to go to Sheikh Lulav by the Kotel, because the Rambam says that's a mitzvah daraisa every single day of Sukkot to go. Rav Yashiv went every single day to the Kotel. And you can imagine hundreds of Jews know that Rav Yashiv is coming to the Kotel. Everyone wants to get a glimpse. Finally, Rav Yashiv gets to the Kotel one day during Chol Moed, and he takes the Lulav, and he whispers something into one of his eunuch's ears. Everyone wanted to know what he said. He shakes the lulav, and then they left. They asked the relative of Rabbi Yashiv, what did Rabbi Yashiv say to you right before he shook the lulav? He said, you should know, this is my 96th year, Kanai Nahara, shaking lulav. 96 years. Rabbi Yashiv was a person who, every single time that he was mekayim a mitzvah, he realized what he was doing. He was being ma'orah the zman. He took every single moment, every single time, but it was a package together. Even when he was 90, even when he was in 100, 102, whatever it was, he took every single moment and passed it together. Kula Shalom Latova. Rabbi Yashiv lived his life Kula Shalom Latova. And finally, in our last question, why was it Rabbi Akiva? Why was it Rabbi Akiva? We said, very simply, Rabbi Akiva was a person who lived in a time of persecution. Rabbi Akiva was dafka this person who took this message from Esther, who took the message from Sarah. Esther took the message from Sarah, and Rabbi Akiva took the message from Esther to realize to be able to take every single moment of every single day, even when things look harder and things look bad. Now the Bar-Nura on the Pirkei Avos says, you know, we say Hu Haya Omer in Pirkei Avos. He was accustomed to say, right? Shmuel HaKatan Haya Omer, all these Tanaim are Hu Haya Omer. Rabbi Bar-Nura says it wasn't just that they said it, they lived it. It was who they were, it was their essence. So Rabbi Akiva, it wasn't just Rabbi Akiva just said it, he lived this Dvar Torah. Rabbi Akiva was living this in his life, to be able to take every single moment, every single day. The good days, the hard days, whatever it was. So Be'ez Hashem for Achasim and Kala. You know, I'm nobody to give marriage advice. I've only been married 2 years, but you know, everyone was always saying, there are good days, And there are also less good days. Be able to realize that, be able to take those days and to grow from them. To be able to grow as a team, to grow individually and to grow in teamwork. But to always realize this message that Rabbi Kiva learned from Esther and Esther learned from Sarimenu, that they're all kula and shovel and tova, to capitalize in every single moment of our lives, whether we're into it, quote unquote, whether we're feeling it or not. And Bezaz Hashem, we should be zocha, if we take this message of Rabbi Akiva trying to waken the students up physically and spiritually, be able to take every single moment, then we'll be zocha mit Hashem to our 127 provinces and our 127 years, and mit Hashem in our growth in our Torah, in Yiras Shemayim, in our Pnimis, in our growth spiritually, in our growth in our family, where our families and our brachos and our spouse, and mit Hashem, we should be zocha to see Sarah Aminu, and be zocha to see Esther Malka, and be zocha to tell Rabbi Akiva in Yerushalayim HaKodesh that we learn your message. We learn the message you learned from Esther, and we learn the message that Esther learned from Sarah Aminu. Have a great Shabbos.